Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by ADM Regional Manager Matt Herr, who is here and stopping by Colorado Springs here for ADM Regional Managers meetings. They've been meeting for the last couple days and then also getting on the ice at night. So, hey, Matt, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down and talk to us.
No problem, Harry. Always nice to be out in the Springs.
All right.
It usually snows when I get here, though, so we got a little flurry, so we're still on track.
There you go. Hopefully that doesn't happen next summer when you come here for annual Congress. You know, you've been on the job. I know we did some podcasts and we've talked to you once you got your feet on the ground and got going. It's been a couple months now. What's it been like being, you know, in your position as an ADM regional manager up in New York, New Jersey kind of area?
I've met some great people. I mean, it's been a lot of fun traveling around. And that was my goal when I first got started, was to get out and meet and interact and, you know, learn. And, you know, I think to do that was to get on the road, you know, see people run practices, find out what the problems are in my area. You know, talk to the people that are doing it every day. And I think that's the only way to figure out where, you know, my region is.
We were talking about this before we hit the record button, but you're also a dad of an 8-year-old. And so, you know, you're not only just out there telling people, oh, this is how you should do it. I mean, this impacts you directly.
I'm living it, Harry. And that's the, I think the best way to get involved. You know, and you see it every day. Parents come to you and they say, hey, this doesn't work. This works. And, you know, that's part of our job, is to take that back. And, you know, we've done a lot of stuff with sports science that we know work. And other of it is recommended things that we think will work. And I take things back every day to our group and say, hey, you know, here I'm doing this. Let's maybe try this to see if it'll really help that player develop and help that organization. And, you know, Saratoga Springs, my home organization, has been, you know, really receptive to me coming in. And, you know, I get emails all the time from coaches. Hey, what about this? What do you think of this? And I think the part of coaching is, you know, whether you're an NHL coach or you're a Mike coach, it's about listening and, you know, trying new things and experimentation to see what's best for our kids in the long run.
I know we touched upon this the last time we talked, but you're also living proof of the whole idea of a two-sport athlete. You were a two-sport athlete growing up, including, you know, I'm sure there's not a lot of guys who in college, because of the time constraints, I mean, but you were a high-level hockey player and baseball player at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get drafted in both baseball and hockey. And it's funny, as a kid growing up, my dad always used to reference, you know, hey, Dave Winfield could do it, because it was starting to become, you know, more specialization. And Dave Winfield was a Yankee. I grew up as a Yankee fan, and I always remember him seeing, you know, Minnesota. He's a football player, a basketball player, a baseball player. And, I mean, that would be unheard of today. You know, so there were guys back then that used to do it, and it was just something for me that was a lot of fun. And, you know, being on the road and having done that, I think it really helped me. I always tell guys when I'm giving my presentations, when I turned pro, I couldn't tip pucks as well. And they were like, well, why? What's wrong? I said, well, I stopped playing baseball. I said, now I have to actually work on tipping pucks. I'd go out on the ice and have people shoot pucks at me, and, you know, I'd forehand tip, backhand tip between my legs. But when I was playing baseball, I could almost do it with my eyes closed. I could watch the puck coming in and almost close my eyes and tip these pucks once I had a view of where it was. And, you know, I started to lose that a little bit. So I'm a true advocate, and, you know, at the ADM, we're a true advocate in multi-sport, you know, up to a certain point. I'm an age when kids start to need to specialize a little bit. But, you know, it's just a key, I think, you know, thing for these kids to really embrace other sports.
It's only been, you know, just a few months since you really, you know, hit the ground running, but can you just talk a little bit about some of the successes that you've seen, you know, in terms of traveling around the Northeast and things, people who are starting to really buy into the whole principles of the American development model?
Yeah, I think it's been fantastic. And the thing that I love most is, you know, when you get on the ice and coaches see the little kids' faces light up. They see them, they come off, and, you know, they turn to you and they go, hey, can we do that again? When they, you know, when they say that to their coach, and their coach looks and says, hey, that was pretty neat. So I think the kids tell all, you know, when they come off. And obviously a coach sometimes has their opinion on, you know, where they've been, how old, how long they've been around. But when you see those kids' faces and you see them get better, you know, that's going to be the thing for me. I come into a program and I work with an association, and if they buy in, I come back in a couple months and can't wait to see where they are. I can't wait to see, you know, that little kid that was an 8U, you know, being able to skate better and turn and, you know, have more puck skills. And those are the things that I'm really excited to see once I make my second and third trips back.
One of the things I enjoy most, seeing little mites when they come off the ice and they take their helmet off and you see the steam rising from their head and they're just totally whooped. You know that they really had an effective practice. They really have moved around a lot and burned a lot of energy.
It means you're in a cold, old school rink, too, if you got steam coming off their head, too.
What are some of the challenges that you face, things that, you know, hey, you maybe people have kind of given you a little bit of a heads up, but now that you're seeing it firsthand, some of the things that you're going, hey, whoa, what the... these are things we really need to put a little bit more emphasis on.
You know, I think for us is, you know, you can show up once or twice and, you know, we have a lot of area to cover. We're on the road a lot. You know, we can only do so much, but in the end, we got to get to the people that are running the programs. And, you know, I could show up and run a full clinic and they might be, hey, this is great. And 2 seconds later we leave and, you know, they're doing something else. So the more we can get back there, the more information we get out to them on why this is successful and what makes it good. In the end, all the parents want and the coaches, they want what's best for their kids. So I think in the end, the more we keep plugging away and the more visits we can make, I think that when they start seeing results, they're going to start moving towards more the ADM. And what I've loved is we also have a lot of buy-in. You know, there are a lot of coaches out there that I get emails and, you know, phone calls from. They're like, hey, what can I do to get better? How can I do this? But our biggest challenge is once we leave, mm-hmm. you know, what are those coaches going to do? And we hope that we've had a drastic enough effect that they're going to continue what, you know, is best for that kid and what science and research tells them is.
You talked about being on the road a lot. And you, were you prepared for the amount of miles that you've logged in such a short period of time?
It's good. I get to be a United Club member. I get to Marriott. You know, there's a lot of perks that come with the travel too, Harry. But, you know, it's fun. My wife has been great with it. My kids obviously, you know, miss me when I go on the road. But, you know, we come home and there's still some quality time. And, you know, it always helps when you're on the road knowing that you're helping change and you're helping affect, you know, positive outlooks and positive things in hockey. You know, a lot of people have jobs where they come, they do their job, and it's done. You know, I go home and I'm always thinking about, hey, how can I make this better? How can we make this better as a hockey organization? And to me, that keeps me going and it keeps me motivated. And, you know, as we go on the road, that's okay as long as we're in positive change.
Well, I know you guys, UADM regional managers, are a very tight group and very passionate about what you're doing and all believe in the American development model. When you talk with them, are there things that you find that, you know, issues or situations that are unique to your area that maybe somebody's not dealing with in another part of the country?
Yeah, and some of us deal with the same things, like Bob Mancini in Michigan. You know, we're close to Canada.
Yeah.
So I had a parent the other day in Buffalo say, hey, you know, why aren't we playing full ice at Mites? We go to Canada and we're getting beat 8-0 because our kids have never played full ice hockey. You know, and my response to her is, you know, part of our model is we don't really care what the 10-0 score is in Mites. We want to see these Mites develop. We want to see them make plays, have skills. You know what? When Pee-wees and Bantams comes around, we'll see what the score is then when it really, you know, is starting to matter a little more, when midgets are the world junior team. And that's our goal, is to develop, you know, more skilled, highly skilled players in the United States. You know, I think we're getting there, but each region does have its issues. I mean, I'm proud of the Atlantic District. The Atlantic District took a hardcore stance on cross-ice hockey, for instance, and there's only 6 teams currently in the Atlantic District that are playing some sort of full-ice hockey, and by next year, they might be 100%. And that's a bold stand by the president of that affiliate, mm-hmm. and also the people that are involved in making that happen on the ground. Like I said, we leave, we're in and out, and in the end, it's the volunteers that really have to stand strong and believe in, you know, what we're doing here with the ADM and USA Hockey.
Well, that's one thing that benefits you is you have a couple of affiliates where you've got fantastic people at the top, Joe Botto in New York, and yep. I know Tom Kester in the Atlantic and other. I mean, there's so many. So that must make your job a lot easier.
Yeah, and
too.
You know what? They've seen the evolution. They've seen the ups and downs, and, you know, they both have been a part of USA Hockey and been great volunteers for a long time. And they've been really helpful to me, you know, with advice and ways to attack certain things. And, you know, as a young guy coming into the organization, it's been very helpful. And, you know, they've allowed me a lot of leeway as well to be involved with their boards and their committees. And, you know, it's always nice to be a part of the process.
Just a couple more things I wanted to ask you is, you know, as you travel around, what are some of the things that you pick out from what the supporters of the ADM? I mean, what are the things that they are most impressed with about the program?
I think they're impressed because they see the development of their kids. You know, I have guys in even Saratoga, we've been only at it for a couple months, and they're like, man, these guys are really improving. Their skating's improving, their hands, their ability to handle the puck. So I think they're seeing it, and they're also finding that the kids are having fun. You know, in the end, the ADM, yeah, it's about skill development and developing better players, but, you know, we want to keep more kids in the game. And to me, that's the thing. If they can get the beer league and still love the game of hockey, mm-hmm. that's important. You know, and it's important for USA Hockey. It's important for the National Hockey League. And, you know, my pro career came to an end at 30 years old, 31 years old. I'm going to go back a little bit, Harry. And here I am still loving the game. And if we can get every kid that's involved in hockey to still want to be a part of it, I think we've accomplished our job.
I was going to ask, you know, conversely, what do you hear most from the critics? But I'll phrase it this way. What are the things that you think really need to be worked on short-term, long-term? Where does the emphasis need to be, in your opinion?
I think the emphasis should be in servicing these coaches. We're not out to change things. You know, obviously, we're out to show what works and what developmentally and scientifically works. But there's only one of me. And, you know, I'm covering all of New York State. I realized when I finally moved up to New York how long a drive it is from Long Island to Buffalo. You know, that's a pretty good haul. So, you know, if I get out there 3-4 times, that's a pretty good, and that's just, you know, Buffalo itself. So then you got Long Island, you got Messina, New York, and Potsdam, and, you know, New York's a big state. And that's not even mentioning the Atlantic. So, you know, we all have our challenges within our region. But to me, you know, the thing that we really need to do is make sure we're supporting our affiliates, we're supporting our organization. And, you know, with only one of me, we got to do the best I can within that region. So as we add, you know, more USA Hockey staff, you know, we hold events that are educational, and, you know, we're not going to change the world, but we need the people that are grassroots. And if we educate them, and, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's why we go to school, right? College, master's, you get educated, and hopefully that helps you, you know, solve the world's problems and hopefully make change. And, you know, I think that's our goal, is to keep the education process going so people can go out, initiate it on their own.
Absolutely. And then finally, I know you left a great situation in a great setting at the Kent School, where, you know, you were very successful. Your thoughts just about, I mean, has it been what you were hoping it was going to be, taking this job? It's a big leap of faith, I mean, to do this.
You know, and I love Kent. We had a great setup there. You know, my assistants were great, Garrison Smith and Brian Sibeli. We had a great group of kids. You know, we moved a lot of kids on to college, and, you know, we also moved a lot of kids into the business world, which I was also proud of. And it was tough to leave, but this is an opportunity to not only affect, you know, I was affecting 19 to 20 kids a year. Here we have a chance to make an impact on a much larger number, and also the future of American hockey, which I'm, you know, I've been a part of since I was, let's see here, I think 14 years old was my first kind of local regional camp in New Jersey back in the day. And I've been a part of USA Hockey, you know, without working for them ever since. So it's been a, you know, red, white, and blue has been in my blood, and, you know, it's something I'm proud to be a part of, and, you know, glad to help the change and move forward to make ourselves better Olympians and, you know, better hockey players.
Absolutely. Well, we're all lucky to have somebody like you, and not only your experience and your background, but also your passion for the games. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck the rest of the way of the season.
No problem, Harry, and hopefully we don't get snow tomorrow when I fly out.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I hope you'll tune in again when we'll continue to look at various facets of the American development model and the great things that are being done by people like Matt and grassroots coaches around the country. So thanks again for listening.